This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, a magnificent Thursday. I'm fired up. I hope you are fired up. And we have so much we have to get to tonight. We're going to talk about how they're fighting a religious war. And they just made it obvious once again. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss minding the imports when it comes to immigration. You can deal with issues once they get here, but by then it may be too late. A little bit of controversy between the Israelis and the Trump administration with a little strike. We'll hash that out. Maybe calm your fears. Maybe increase your fears. I don't know. We'll get the emails about the economy. A hilarious Trump quote about Pearl Harbor. Gavin Newsom's wife is wrecking all of his presidential plans. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I feel like I have an obligation to you. There are things we do for fun. There are things we do just because they're big news stories and we want to talk about them. And then there are things we do because they're genuinely really important. So traditionally, I've not cared about offending you, all right? I don't really care about offending anybody. It's not you. Don't take it personally. I just am who I am. Maybe it's offensive. Maybe it's not. I am who I am. And I hope you're that way. But it's just not something I dwell on. Don't care about it. And traditionally, I don't know that I've ever apologized on the show for something. Something I've said or something I've done. It's just not me. I generally don't apologize. But when you're wrong, and you got to come out and admit that you're wrong. So I have to own something. I saw this interview. Jillian Michaels, she used to be on that show, The Biggest Loser. She's that fitness chick who helps fat people lose weight, stuff like that. And now she has a big show, big podcast. You know, I went on it. She's great. She's fun, but I saw that she sat down with somebody, and as she sat down with this lady and I watched their conversation, I realized that I have been screwing up. I have been making a mistake. I have to own that mistake, and I'm telling you right now, I am going to change my ways, all right? Here's the conversation, and then I'll have a heart-to-heart with you. It's just you and me. I'll have a heart-to-heart with you owning what I've said and what I've done. Here was Jillian Michaels and this lady sitting down and having a chat.
I'm going to do my best to not use the O word because I find it pretty offensive. So I'm going to use fat-bodied as we talk.
Okay.
Jillian Michaels uses the term, well, it's a term that I've used. Obesity. Obese. That's offensive. We are going to choose a different term that is not offensive. One that, instead of making people feel bad, one that will make people feel good. From now on this show, I can't change the past. I can't do anything about what I said and did before, but from now
on this show, we're not going to say obese. We're going to say fat body.
I'm going to do my best to not use the O word because I find it pretty offensive. So I'm going to use fat bodied as we talk.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to do this because you should not just own up to something when you screw up. You should try to make it up to whoever you've offended. I am going to find a feminist rally and I am going to make a poster. And it's going to be big because you can't just do a little poster and it's going to be big. And this poster at this feminist rally is going to say, you are not obese. You are fat bodied. That's what, Chris? You have to own it when you do. I'm going to own it. From now on, no longer using the O word on this show. It's fat bodied. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, now we can move on to our regularly scheduled programming. I just had to get that off my chest. Have to own it when you screw up. Here I am bearing my soul. Speaking of bearing my soul, tomorrow, remember, is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where all 3 hours we will be answering your questions. So get those questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Doesn't matter if it's offensive, just don't, please don't use the O word, fat bodied. Email in jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One more reminder.
I'm going to do my best to not use the O word because I find it pretty offensive. So I'm going to use fat bodied as we talk.
Okay.
So am I. Now, on a less serious note, let's talk about the religious war that's going on in the United States of America today. And we've touched on this before, but we have to keep touching on this. And the reason we have to keep touching on it is it's important to understand what kind of struggle you're in. You know, in any walk of life, at work, at home, with your kids, your wife, your husband, in any walk of life when you have a disagreement, it's important to understand whether this is some sort of major, major problem that has to be worked out or we can't go on anymore, or it's a difference of opinion. We'll find some middle ground. I'll give a little, you give a little, we'll figure it out. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, he got up, gave a press conference, giving an update on the conflict. We're doing this, we're doing that, we're killing these people, we need some more money, all the other things. But that's not what this is about. He also said this.
May Almighty God continue to bless our troops in this fight. And again, to the American people, please pray for them. Every day, on bended knee, with your family, in your schools, in your churches, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay. That was all he said. Not exactly an offensive thing, not like using the word obese. That's all he just said is pray in Jesus' name. Chris is a Jew. Even he's not offended. Okay. All right. Fairly standard prayer. Margaret Brennan is one of the major news reporters in the United States of America. One of the biggest, most well-paid journalists in the United States of America. Immediately, it was right after he said it. She put this up, and I'm looking at it right now. I wanted to look and confirm. 7:15 a.m. this morning. The second she saw it, this is what she said. The Secretary of Defense, even though he's Secretary of War, the Secretary of Defense tells the American public to pray for our troops on bended knee and invoke Jesus's name. ... With that kind of ominous, can you believe he said that thing? You may not think you were in a religious war, a spiritual war. Doesn't that make you squirm in your chair a little bit to even think about that? Oh my gosh, angels and demons. That makes people squirm in their chair. It's a natural thing to be squeamish about. Totally understandable. You may not want to be in one. You may not think you are in one, but it is so important for you to understand the communist thinks he's in one. He believes he is in one. He has inside of him so much disdain for you and your beliefs, because your beliefs, if they're not communism, your beliefs are considered to him counter to his beliefs, the enemy of his beliefs. And if you ever utter your beliefs publicly, in fact, if you have those thoughts swimming around inside of your head and inside of your soul, he is mortified by you, disgusted by you, believes you and your disgusting beliefs should be snuffed out. And every now and then, after a glass of vino at 7:15 a.m., he'll get on social media and tell you to your face that you are repulsive to him. I just thought it would be important before we get into the rest of the show to remember that. So do remember that. And get yourself ready for this never-ending struggle we are in by getting some natural herbal supplements from Chalk inside of you. Are you wanting to have more energy to get fired up and ready to go? You ready to feel good? Does it seem like I feel good? Does it seem like I'm fired up? Because I am. And maybe you've noticed over the years that I get more and more fired up now. Oh, good, because I've been on a male vitality stack for 4 freaking years. Not needles in my arm and prescriptions. Natural herbal supplements make me feel fantastic. And it gets better and better and better and better the longer you go. Go to Chalk, CHOQ.com. Find out what they can do for you. Men, women, young, old, they have something for you. Maybe you're just looking for a pre-workout, an all-natural pre-workout. They've got that too. Chalk.com. Use the promo code Jesse. And remember, fat-bodied. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fat-bodied Thursday, bringing you all the hits as we get ready to sail into an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Just a little reminder, as I said, you may not be at war with them, with the communists. You may not think you are in a religious war. You may not want to be in a religious war, but they do, and they fight it like it is one. These people hate you, and that is why we must fight, and we must win, and we will win in the end. Before we get to some serious matters, we'll get to this latest dust of the Israel Trump, apparently, Trump says that he didn't authorize something. Israel says he did. People are making way too much of this, I think. Just stay with me. Before we get to that, though, speaking of Trump, there is part of Trump's appeal that the communists have never understood. The corporate media doesn't understand. Your liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't understand. How has he been this powerful in politics for this long? Because on paper, well, it's one of those things, on paper, there's no way this should have happened. He cusses. That before Trump, nobody cussed in politics. Hardly ever happened. If it ever happened, it was always I can't believe he let that slip. Trump will just fire it off at a speech. He cusses. Not telling you to cuss, but he does. You shouldn't be able to do that. He does it. Doesn't care. He will insult people. And in fact, he'll insult people in ways that even his fans despise. Remember when Trump said about John McCain? And people on the right generally don't like John McCain, but even still, people on the right care about veterans and certainly have a lot of respect for veterans and POWs. And Trump gets up at a campaign rally and says he was captured. I like people who weren't captured. Poll-wise, that is probably the least popular thing Trump has ever said. His biggest fans in the world were mortified that he said it. But he paid no political penalty for it whatsoever. Oh, yeah, I hate that. I wish he hadn't said that. Anyway, voting Trump. The corporate media, the people in academia, liberal Aunt Peggy's,
What they don't understand is this, and what future political candidates, in fact, what future people should understand is this. Communists have created such a world of make-believe, including a world of political correctness when it comes to words, that everything seems fake now. Everything seems fake now. It's not just politicians who have always kind of been fake, but they seem faker than they've ever been. Everything seems like it's been put through this word washing machine where you made sure you washed off anything that may have offended her or him. We can't say that. You can't say that. And as you've gone down this list of you can never say this, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say that. The result of that is there is this hunger for people. People hunger for authenticity. They will accept you being offensive on occasion if they believe you are honest. Honestly, this show, if I have to be honest about it, people will email in and they'll ask, how do you get away with this? I can't believe you get away with that. How do you get away with this? People know it's genuine. People understand that how I talk right here with you is how me and Chris and Corey talk when the microphone is off and we're in a commercial break. There's no difference, and people get it. It comes through. It's how I talk with my friends. It's how I talk with my wife. It's how I talk with my boys. This is who I am. So even if I say something, and I'm sure I do, that makes you wince, oh, don't like that, you understand that it's not put on, right? There is a hunger for authenticity right now, a unique hunger. In a world of lies, people just crave authenticity. And when Trump is gone, there will be things that you don't miss. No question about it. You don't think he's perfect. Totally get it. But we are going to miss some of these things when he's gone because it reminds us of a simpler time. And it reminds us, my mom will say this, Trump reminds her of my dad, who had no filter whatsoever and really could never have cared less if he offended you at all. Whatever he was thinking, he was going to say it at any given moment, to the point where my kids would come home after spending time with grandpa and Ob would be mortified. Anyway, Japan's PM, this woman, hardcore right winger, she is the bee's knees. Japan's PM and Trump are very close. Trump loves Japan. Japan loves Trump, especially when they're right wingers. This is a traditional thing. So she comes and she sits down with Donald Trump today in the White House. And here's how it went.
Too much. You know, when we go in, we went in very hard and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? You know, he's asking me, do you believe in surprise?
You know, the whole World War II thing is a little bit of a sore subject in Japan. Like every part of it, it's kind of one of those things they've whitewashed a little bit in that country. They're kind of moving on past it. But there sits Donald Trump, as authentic as it gets. Remember Pearl Harbor? Gosh, it kills me. All right. Before we get to emails and mining the imports and other stuff, we'll touch on this Trump-Israel squabble they're in a second. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Reminding you, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get them all in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. They're already pouring in. Chris, first of all, playing Kung Fu Fighting when we're talking about the Japanese PM,
I find that offensive. One. Two, you'll have to fact check me on this, but I'm pretty sure Kung Fu is Chinese, my friend. Now, Chris, I'm pretty sure it's Chinese, and I know you're not a huge world affairs guy, but those two countries don't get along, really. And in fact, if you call one of them the other thing, they probably are not going to take very kindly to that. So maybe, Chris, you could be more culturally sensitive like this.
I'm going to do my best to not use the O word because I find it pretty offensive. So I'm going to use fat bodied as we talk.
Okay.
You just said fat, but you just said obese is what you said, Chris. I'll stick with fat bodied. All right. I did play Trump's Pearl Harbor comments. In case you missed it, here was Trump. It just whatever's on his mind.
Too much. You know, when we go in, we went in very hard and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay. Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay. Right? You know, he's asking me, do you believe in surprise? I think much more so than us. And we had to surprise him, and we did.
In case you're wondering, Japanese PM's tough as nails. Here's what she said.
でも私は世界の繁栄とそして平和に貢献できる世界中に平和と繁栄をもたらせるのはドナルドだけだと思っています。
So, I think that clears things up. Now, let's chat. Because Trump also will go on social media and just say it, whatever's on his mind, at all hours of the day. Remember, Trump does not sleep. These are very, very rare people. I heard a number one time, and I don't know if this is accurate, but I heard the number is something like 6%. 6% of human beings, and I may have made that number up, but it's a very tiny percentage. 6% of human beings simply don't require the amount of sleep that the rest of us do. Me, I'm a 7 or 8 hour guy. If I have 6, 5, you will know it. I'm going to be crabby. I'm going to be short. I'm just, you will know it. I need 7 or 8 hours. That's how I am. But there are some people, it's just how God made them. They do not require a lot of sleep. Donald Trump is one of those. And I, as I told you before, I confirmed this with his son, Donald Trump Jr. We did an event together, and then we were hanging out after, just a couple of us. We were just sitting around gabbing, talking about life. And I asked him, I said, does he not sleep? And he just told me he doesn't need it. He needs about 2 hours of sleep, 2 or 3 hours a night, and that's it. Now, that would be amazing to be one of, Chris said 1%. 1%? Jewish producer Chris looked it up. He said 1% need less than 6 hours. Anyway, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. Trump will say things on social media at all hours of night. And if you didn't know that he was dry, he doesn't drink alcohol, you would think, oh, he's up late. He's a drinker. He's not. He doesn't drink. He drinks about 18,000 Diet Cokes a day. And he stays up at all hours of the night working. But Trump put this out last night and it raised some eyebrows. What I am about to say, big time warning for you, as I say a lot, this might make you feel better and it might make you feel worse, but I'm about to give it to you right between the eyes. I'll read what he said verbatim. You with me? All right. Here's what he said. Israel, out of anger for what has taken place in the Middle East, has violently lashed out at a major facility known as South Pars gas field in Iran. A relatively small section of the hole has been hit. The United States knew nothing about this particular attack, and the country of Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it, nor did it have any idea it was going to happen. Unfortunately, Iran did not know this or any of the pertinent facts pertaining to the South Pars attack and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's LNG gas facility. No more attacks will be made by Israel, he said in capital words, pertaining to this extremely important and valuable South Pars field unless Iran unwisely decides to attack a very innocent, in this case, Qatar, in which instance the United States of America, with or without the help or consent of Israel, will massively blow up the entire South Pars gas field at an amount of strength and power Iran has never seen or witnessed before. I do not want to authorize this level of violence and destruction because of the long-term implications that will have on the future of Iran, but if Qatar's LNG is attacked again, I will not hesitate to do so. Thank you for your attention in this matter, President Donald J. Trump. And I should note, and out of in the interest of fairness, you know how Trump said he didn't know anything about it? Three Israeli officials, this is from Newsmax, who spoke on a condition of anonymity, said that Israel was not surprised by Trump's comments, but they say the U.S. knew of the gas field strike. Trump says we didn't know. Israel says he knew. Now, let's talk about, it's in this kind of boring, nerdy detail stuff. Well, it's not for Trump, and it's not really for the world economy. Let's talk. To recap what we've said before, oil, gas, these things, natural gas, oil, these, the entire world runs on these things. These are global commodities. Every country needs them. The entire world runs on them. And they are priced as if they are global commodities. So if you take away 10% of gas anywhere in the world, then gas will go up all over the world. Okay? Well, if everything is made with it and shipped with it, and the price of it goes up, what happens is the prices of everything on the planet go up, meaning you are poorer because you can't afford as many goods and services. That's as much as I can break that down in a 30-second time frame. It's really, 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 really important to keep oil and gas prices down. All right, got that. Donald Trump is not a moron. Please don't ever believe the commie lies that he's a moron. Donald Trump is well aware of how the global economy works. He's well aware of everything I just said, much more aware of it than I am. He understands these things full well. So, we are dealing with an area, Qatar, Iran, Saudi Arabia, UAE. We're dealing with an area that creates a significant quantity of the world's oil and gas. But we're carrying out a large, very large war in that area. I know I'm supposed to say military operation, but I don't like when people control my words. We have half the military over there bombing them to smithereens. It's a war, right? We're conducting a war over there. What Donald Trump wants is he wants to eliminate the Ayatollahs, eliminate the Iranian regime without significantly increasing prices around the globe because he understands you need prices low, one. And two, if prices continue to go up, then Donald Trump's presidency will be effectively over after November because we are going to get massacred at the polls. I'll piggyback off that. I'm out of time. I'll piggyback that at the back end of the break, and we'll discuss the nitty-gritty of what's going on here and some of the controversy. All right? Before we get to that, let's get to a significant portion of us being victims of identity theft. 1 in 4, 1 in 5 human beings are victims of identity theft now. How's that possible? Because everyone's information is online now. And there are huge criminal organizations across the planet who have dedicated themselves to stealing your information. They wipe out your bank account with that information. They also take loans out in your name with that information. That's maybe even more devastating than your bank account because it wipes out your credit score, and it's just so brutal to try to recover that. It's so time-consuming and brutal. You can't imagine. That's why you need a protector to help keep you safe from it, and then you need an advocate if they do get you, and that's what LifeLock is. They are here to protect you. They monitor all these dark websites. They'll let you know. And if they get you, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Join now. Get up to 40% off at LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. You just have to remember to use the promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. By the way, if you want sort of a military-type perspective on what's going on, what's not going on, we have our buddy Super Ninja. BK is going to join us halfway through next hour, kind of give us some world goings-ons right now. Selena Zito in the final hour. So we'll talk to some other people. You don't just have to hear me run my mouth today, like always. Back to this thing. Okay, Trump puts up social media posts, says Israel attacked this place. We didn't authorize it. They are attacking Iran's energy-producing areas. We didn't authorize it. Iran attacks back. They're damaging Qatar stuff. Okay, so global energy prices are like the biggest deal in the world. I'm going to play something for you, and Trump understands this full well. All right. Trump's base, three-time Trump voters like you, like me, they're not going anywhere. Absolutely. And nowhere. They are holding strong. Listen to this.
I mean, GOP on U.S. military action in Iran. Look at this. Imagine it's 90% approval. It's 90% approval, just 5% disapproval. If you disapprove of the job that Donald Trump is doing, or excuse me, the U.S. military action in Iran, and you're a member of the GOP, look at this. It's your non-MAGA. You're not MAGA. It's 36% there.
Okay. Base is holding strong. But as I've explained, you don't win and lose elections with your base is always there. You win and lose elections with independents. Donald Trump was elected president three times in the United States of America, not because the MAGA base was there. You were always voting for him anyway, so was I. He was elected three times because independents were voting for him. Why did Donald Trump curb stomp Kamala Harris to the point we even won the popular election last time? It wasn't your issues and it wasn't my issues. It was inflation and immigration. Every poll showed it. Inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration. My life is too expensive. I'm electing Donald Trump to make it more affordable. How are we doing on that right now? Let's check in.
Voters and Trump and the cost of living. You go back when he was reelected back in October of 2024. He was beating Kamala Harris by 3 points on the cost of living, right? Look at his net approval rating now. Woo! Down underwater we go. His net approval at a record low, 41 points below water. Yuck.
I don't know that those numbers will be the same numbers in November, but electorally, if they are, we are going to be massacred like Custer at the Little Bighorn. It will be a catastrophe at the polls if those numbers hold. So what Donald Trump wants out of Iran is the elimination of the Ayatollahs, the elimination of whatever nuclear stockpiles he thinks are there, and then he wants to come home. But we have a problem, and it's not a new problem. Our ally, our main ally in this whole thing, is Israel. And allies in war almost every time have different ideas of what they want the outcome of the war to be. I just laid out what Donald Trump wants. Wipe out the Ayatollahs, get rid of the nukes, come home. He doesn't want boots on the ground. He said as much today.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere.
That's not what Israel wants. Israel wants nothing less than complete and total victory over the very large country that has threatened their very existence for as long as I've been alive. And Israel very obviously sees this as the opportunity to make that happen. So our purposes are kind of aligned, but maybe not totally aligned. You know, me, Jewish producer Chris, we live next door to each other. We don't, but thank God. But we live next door to each other. And across the street is this dirtball named Corey. Corey keeps letting his dog poop in our front yards. Ah, it's annoying. It's so annoying. So me and Chris, we get together and we say, gosh, you know what? We're going to put a stop to that. We agree, right? We're going to stop Corey from getting his dog to poop in the front yard. Yeah, let's go. You know what? Let's join forces and we'll stop him. Yeah, sounds good. And I say, all right, I'm going to take my dog over there and I'm going to let my dog poop in his yard. And Chris says, yeah. And then Chris says, yeah, and then we'll burn his house down. Wait, hold on. No, wait, no. We're just, that's, hold up. Come on back. Come on. Maybe that went a little too far. But this is not unique for America and Israel in an alliance against Iran. If you actually read any of the various things various leaders have talked about in the past when countries join up for wars like they always do, it is always an argument between the powers of what to do when. No, send troops here. Don't send troops there. Can you bomb this? I don't bomb that. You can attack here. Don't ever attack there. I don't want to do this. I do want to do that. This is not at all unusual. But we also have to understand the facts on the ground. And the facts on the ground are the United States and Israel, as it comes to Iran, they are aligned up to a point. After that point, Israel, again, who sees this as the opportunity to completely wipe out their geopolitical foe, up to that point, Israel wants to hammer on the gas and keep on going. Trump wants to put the brakes on as fast as he can, wrap it up, and come back home so we don't get massacred in the midterm election.
Yeah, what about independence? You think this 41 points below water is bad? Take a look at independence. It's even worse. I mean, 60 points underwater when it comes to Trump and the cost of living among independents. Again, a record low. You go back to October of 2024. He was winning on this issue over Kamala Harris by 11 points. Look at that switcheroo. That is a 71-point switcheroo in the wrong direction.
Trump wants to put the brakes on right after we have our dog poop in their lawn. Israel wants to burn the house down. Cross purposes. It happens. Not the end of the world, but that's what's going on. All right, we'll move on. We'll do other things next hour. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.